Shaping Words. This is an On Preaching article by Scott Jose. Recently, I was part of a consultation held with a number of highly skilled professionals who teach and practice some of the social sciences. Several of these researchers are spending a year in various congregations, interviewing church members of all ages, observing worship practices and community outreach, and just generally cobbling together a sociological profile of those ministries. Of most interest to me, however, was the report from those who are doing a rhetorical analysis of sermons. Now, the theory behind this research is that by virtue of the language pastors use to talk about things like gender, race, and subjects like our relationship to creation, pastors subtly shape people's attitudes toward those things week in and week out. But this rhetorical analysis, and I'm very much a novice in understanding how this even is done, but this rhetorical analysis goes well beyond the obvious things a pastor may say in a sermon. Instead, word choice is scrutinized, tone of voice, demeanor, and what kinds of metaphors and analogies a pastor uses are all examined to see what subtle messages are being conveyed. For instance, it's possible that a pastor may overtly say from time to time in his or her sermons, "Racism is wrong. All people are God's children." However, what the pastor may be unaware of is that at other times and in other contexts, even when he or she is not overtly talking about anything related to racism, at those other times the images used in a sermon may inadvertently prop up racial stereotypes or typical ways of talking about people of different ethnicities. As my colleague Nathan Bierma commented, it reminded him of something Richard Mao once observed after teaching an adult education class about the prophecy in Isaiah that all nations would one day come streaming into the kingdom of God. As Mao talked to his audience of white North Americans, it dawned on him that the image they were forming in their minds was of white people already being in the center of God's holy city, such that the streaming in of the nations was pictured as people of color coming in and joining the white people who are already present in God's kingdom. Nathan's comment reminded me of the end of Flannery O'Connor's short story Revelation, in which the bigot Mrs. Turpin is shocked to see a vision in which blacks and people of other races are seen entering the heavenly kingdom well ahead of white folks like herself. It was not the vision she had long entertained in her own imagination. And so I ask, how carefully do we pastors pay attention to our choice of language and image and metaphor and analogy? Are we aware that across the preaching life of the church, bit by bit, Sunday by Sunday, we are either challenging people's typical patterns of thought, or we're propping them up in the prejudices they already have? I well remember the reaction in my first congregation when I intentionally threw in a feminine pronoun after having talked for a while about a pastor. I said something to the effect, "Think of a pastor who worried about the upcoming sermon. The research was done, the illustrations were found, and most of the writing of the sermon was complete, and yet still she was not sure if it was working." Now, when I said that word, "she," heads all over the sanctuary snapped up as though all had been pulled simultaneously by some invisible strings. Now, in that case, I was being intentional in seeking to broaden people's definitions of who could be a pastor. But how many other times haven't I unintentionally done just the opposite, by using only masculine pronouns when referring to certain professions and only feminine ones when talking about other settings? How many times have I accidentally cast minorities into a stereotypical light just by virtue of not mentioning them in certain contexts? Or what about promoting a positive Christian attitude toward creation? Does talk about God's handiwork in nature pop up naturally and regularly in sermons? When it does, do we as pastors speak warmly about creation, or in such a minor key as to convey the message that this world ain't our home, and so we don't need to have much regard for it? In the near future, I hope that the Center for Excellence in Preaching website can start to make good use of the results of the research currently being done. It may well be a new and fruitful field for us preachers to explore and ponder. Stay tuned. But in the meanwhile, those of us who preach would do well to pay closer attention to the words and images we use in our sermons. When is it in sermons that we do or do not talk about ethnic minorities, women, the creation? By what we say or fail to say, what are we telling people? One of the joys of preaching to the same people every week is that we preachers have the chance to mold them theologically and spiritually over the long haul. That is a great joy. However, rhetorical analyses of our sermons may reveal that it's a daunting challenge as well, lest we inadvertently shape people the wrong way. It's a subject well deserving of our careful thought and prayer. Thank you for listening.